I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In 1866, William Crandall was the local agent for the Pioneer Stage Company in Carson City, Nevada. Nevada at the time was the newest state in the Union. To raise revenue, the first Nevada state legislature passed a law imposing a $1 tax on every individual leaving the state via carriage or railroad. Crandall considered the tax to be illegal and he refused to collect it. He was arrested and jailed. His appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court having been denied, he appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. At issue was whether taxation of free movement violated Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. In a landmark decision, Justice Samuel Miller wrote for the 8-1 court majority and used the necessity of troop movements during the Civil War as an illustration.
The people of these United States constitute one nation. If the tax levied by Nevada on railroad passengers had been the law of Tennessee, the Treasury of the United States could not have paid the tax necessary to enable its armies to pass through her territory.
Interstate freedom of movement was thus enshrined. That freedom of movement can mean that your company does business in multiple states. Understanding the laws and regulations of each state is essential to managing your insurable risk. If you have multi-state operations, let a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional evaluate your coverage. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.